From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Freedom of Information law requests are now being made to local police departments in the wake of nationwide protests over the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. In June, New York lawmakers repealed the 50A law, which allowed law enforcement to shield police misconduct records from the public. Rebecca Brown, policy director for the Innocence Project, said, and I quote, "This is an enormous step forward for police accountability in New York State. At a time when New Yorkers have taken to the streets in the midst of a global pandemic to voice the need for police accountability and racial justice, this is a welcome development," end quote. Nora Mashanek reports for Columbia Green Media that at the July 27th Hudson Police Committee meeting, Police Chief L. Edward Moore and Police Commissioner Peter Volkman discussed hiring and promotion practices and complaints against officers and explained what they are doing to comply with Mayor Kamal Johnson's June 15th executive order on police reform. And Michael Hoffman of the group Hudson for Social Justice discussed his FOIL request. Hudson found that 7 personal complaints were filed against officers between 2017 and 2020. Moore said the number was actually 9, with 7 complaints from the public and 2 filed internally. But neither Moore nor Volkman could provide details of the misconduct allegations, only saying the incidents were nonviolent. Volkman said, and I quote, "This is a balance between the rights of the individual and the rights of the public to know about it," end quote. Hoffman objected to a rule requiring the public to enter police headquarters to file a personal complaint. He said, and I quote, "Some sort of intermediary is needed to alleviate the fear that Hudson citizens might have about filing a complaint," end quote. But Moore said that he thought that the personnel complaint forms are also available at City Hall. WGXC had a live web stream of the police committee meeting and has archived the meeting in the WGXC audio archives for anyone to listen to or download. Elsewhere locally, the website Muckrock has posted that they have a similar FOIL request with the Village of Catskill. The website says they asked Catskill for the information in June, and that by law, the village must respond in 5 days. But the website does not show any response yet from the Village of Catskill. The Troy Democratic Socialists have also filed a FOIL request with the City of Troy for the disciplinary records of several police officers, including information related to the killing of Edson Thevenin. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A drought watch has been issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation for Columbia County in 4 regions of New York, including Long Island, the Upper Hudson Mohawk area, the Adirondacks, and the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence area. Conditions in Columbia County and parts of Greene County are classified as a moderate drought by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagel said in a statement, "A watch is the first of 4 levels of state drought advisories and can be upgraded depending on conditions. No statewide mandatory water use restrictions have been imposed, but residents are being encouraged to voluntarily conserve water," Sago said. A representative of the National Weather Service in Albany said Columbia County averages 44 inches of rain each year and Greene County 46 inches. So far this year, Columbia County has received just over 12 inches of rain and Greene County just over 13 inches. The state has issued conservation tips for homeowners to reduce water usage, including fixed dripping and leaking faucets and toilets, raise the lawnmower cutting height because longer grass needs less water, water lawns and gardens on alternate mornings, and sweep sidewalks and steps rather than hosing them down. The current weather pattern will likely continue into August, according to the National Weather Service. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer City School District's second proposed school budget for the 2020-21 school year was rejected by district voters Tuesday, July 28th. That means the district will now have to operate on a contingency budget. Districts must have a supermajority or 60% of voters vote yes in order to override the state cap on property tax levy. Rensselaer failed to pass the 50% mark, going down just as the first budget did in June. The Rensselaer spending plan, totaling $27.1 million, carrying a 9% tax levy increase, was rejected on a vote of 355-308. The referendum to lease two school buses also was defeated, 372-289. There are 120 absentee ballots at the Rensselaer County Board of Elections still to be counted, but they will not make a difference in the outcome. The contingency budget will maintain the current tax rate, so the district will have to draw upon its financial reserves to make more spending cuts. Superintendent John Kardash said immediately after the vote, and I quote, "We would like to thank the community for the strong involvement in the budget process," end quote. Voting Tuesday was conducted in person at the school campus following the social distancing requirements of the coronavirus pandemic. Kardash said, and I quote, "All of the election officials would also like to express gratitude to the voters for respecting social distancing and wearing masks. We all value safety," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. After hearing multiple complaints from residents, as well as potential solutions to the overuse of Catskill clove during a public meeting last week, the Huntertown Board announced its mitigation plan for the popular spot July 28th. Town Board member Sean Mahoney said the town has decided to invest in electronic ticketing software to link parking violations with a violator's registration. An impound lot will be set up at Town Hall and will be in use starting the weekend of August 8th. He said, and I quote, "We will have a Town of Hunter police officer there releasing vehicles once they pay the fees associated with it. We are doing this in the interest of health and safety. We had a number of first responders that spoke up at our public hearings and said they are highly concerned about their ability on high use days of getting rescue vehicles through the clove. Traffic is at a standstill when emergency vehicles need to be able to get through," end quote. Maloney said town officials met with the State Department of Environmental Conservation July 29th. He said the town is continuing to collaborate and coordinate with the DEC. He said the department is currently increasing trash cleanups and are looking at testing the water, but nothing definitive has been decided yet. Maloney also said the State Department of Transportation is looking at signage in the clove, including the potential for signs that would refer people to North South Lake. Mahoney said, and I quote, "This is the highest priority to the town right now to deal with these issues. The public meeting we had was extremely informative. It's clear our town demands that action is taken," end quote. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.